on the air on this beautiful best day. Oh, I guess I'm ahead of time here. Oh my goodness, Alan, are we live or are we not live?
We are wonderfully live
ahead of the theme song. We're doing things different because today we are on live on the Lone McDermott Radio Show, and I'm so grateful to you, my listening friend and my viewing friends, that you are here today listening to us, because we are going to learn and grow together. The purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. And so today, I want to encourage you. I feel like I'm trying to read here the prompter. Today is going to be a fun day. You know, last week we were on Veg Fest Live, and Today it feels like Veg Fest Live again because there's so many new things. So today I want you to put yourself 20 years down the road. I want you to feel that, you know, what is your image of growing older? Does it mean getting sick, out of shape, irrelevant? What does it mean to grow older? If that's what your image of getting older is about, then it's time to think again. It's time to think again because the Lone McDermott Radio Show has joined force with United Intentions with Tim Ray, and we're calling this Integrated Seniors. And Tim Ray is the founder of United Intentions, but what you didn't know, or maybe what you do know about him, I don't know, depending on how you follow Tim Ray, is that he has been assisting and serving seniors since 1992, from the experience of assisted living facilities, from its administrator to founding his home health care services. He's created certified nursing assistant programs. He's also created and co-created the Georgia Healthcare Association certification for assisted living for directors. I mean, this guy has created many things, and he's helping us create today integrated seniors. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I'm not even going to wait anymore. I'm going to bring Tim Ray into the picture. And by the way, Tim, we are not on Facebook Live. This is what I'm being told by Ashley. But go ahead. Really? Yeah, we'll take care of it during the break. But for now, share a little bit about your background and why our intentions came together to create this integrated seniors. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, as you said, I've been in the senior care industry for over 30 years now. And I started out, of course, in nursing homes for 15 years, and then assisted living, and then home health care. And so I kind of had the full continuum of care of what I experienced over that period of time. And interesting, through the whole process, there was never really a belief system collectively, not only from the residents who are in the nursing homes or patients or clients at home, that there's really much of help when you get older. You're going to get dementia. You're going to get sick. You're going to get diabetes. You're going to not be able to move around as quick. So it was this like accepted reality for them to have, and turning out, thanks to integrated medicine and this new model of medicine that's sweeping the world again, coming back. It doesn't have to be, as you know, Lily, diabetes is reversible.
Absolutely.
Now we're finding out, guess what? Alzheimer's reversible. And you don't have to be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life. You could actually rehab out by just taking care of your own nutrition and eating right. So there's so much that seniors are just been, I guess it's brainwashed or, you know, mind controlled through the TV and the media and the advertisements and the pharmaceutical industries and what they say. And our goal here together, what we're going to be doing, which I'm so excited about, Lily, for integrated seniors, is raising awareness for seniors that, you know, there is an other option of a model of care, not only on medical care, but just on just general care of what you could do to take your health back, literally take your health back and start living a vibrant, thriving senior life and not feel like it's the end. You know, so that, and I'm doing it with you. I tell you what, that alone, is motivating for me. But then we talk about the integrative seniors and they're making awareness. Now that's just icing on the cake. So
it really is. And I want to touch in a couple of things that you said. You're talking about how you can reverse dementia. And I think the key is here is that there are not many tools that we know for fact that you have dementia that could say, oh, okay, you have dementia. It's only a diagnosis by how you're feeling, how forgetful you are. And then the doctors go in and say, okay, that's the dementia. But the reality is only 30% of people who are diagnosed have dementia. Others have mineral deficiencies, nutritional deficiencies. And so how do we know? And so this is what Integrated Seniors is about. We're going to take our health back, our life back. If you're not a senior yet, we're going to let's grow older and bolder together. If you're a senior today, we're going to make some changes. And we're going to continue our conversation live with Tim Ray when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. I feel like a wretched rabbit.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. And we've just fixed all the kinks. We're ready to rock and roll. For those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, I guarantee you that this will become your classroom. The second Saturday of the month, we are now doing a segment called Integrated Seniors. So for me, I am headed in that direction, closer than perhaps many of you are out there. I also have some great teachers. I just want to mention their name because I believe this is the first time they're actually hearing my show. But my mom and dad, Lillian and Jose Medina, are listening, and I'm so proud that they can listen today on their radio in Sanford, Florida. WBOB is heard pretty much all over the state. And I'm just really excited that they get to be a part of the show and learn and grow with me together. You know, Tim, it's so you've been in this industry for such a long time. What are some of the things we need to know that nobody tells us that you've seen that is dangerous?
Well, number one is the seniors and their wisdom, because a lot of times when you get older, you're not as overtly expressive, well, not all, but many. So we assume that they don't have anything to share. And when you're quiet and they don't have anything to share, you're less likely to pay attention and more likely just to kind of put them up on a shelf and, sure. and approach it from that perspective. And when people say, oh, our nursing homes and our senior care centers are worst ever. And I think that since being in nursing homes for 15 years, 30 years in senior care, you know, you have a few bad apples at any given time because you're dealing with Medicare, Medicaid, you're dealing with a limited fund situation. But more so, people, instead of complaining about where they are, look where we spend our time and money. I mean, we give the baseball players and the football players a lot more time and money and attention than we do our own seniors. Sure. So when people complain about the care they get, then, you know, you got to look in the mirror. Where's our priorities as a society? You know, and I think that's the first thing I'd say. Number one problem is we're not prioritizing our elderly and our seniors, where if you go to many Eastern cultures, which some are changing, unfortunately, and perhaps in a different direction, but really fundamentally, their whole system is based around the seniors and the elderly and the wisdom and sharing and taking care, honoring the grandfather and honoring the grandmother. And it's a healthy family functional medium, you know, and set up, and where we kind of just break it up and we disregard a whole segment of our society. And that, I think, part of the why I'm excited to do this with you, Lily, is to help change that mindset and for integrated seniors, because that's exactly right. We need to integrate them back into our society, as well as share a whole nother medical model, not only of physical supplements and way of eating and thinking, but also, you know, the emotional and thoughts and how important they are in our day to day. Because, you know, as you know, Lily, that 50% of all the seniors are depressed. There's stats on that. That, you know, when you get to a certain age, it's not a mandatory depression zone, you know? And that alone comes because of what I just mentioned, I believe, is the disregarding and usefulness of seniors and elderly, especially when you get up in the older ages where, you know, you may need some physical help. And doesn't mean that you're done. You know, it means you can just be getting started.
You're absolutely right, Tim. Here's the thing that we don't know. They've gone and studied blue zones, and they thought, okay, well, let me look at the blue zones are places that have seniors that are over the age of 100. And so they've started the process of, okay, how many of these people are vegan or don't smoke or don't drink and don't eat oils and don't eat this? How many of the, and every single one of them had a vice. They went to different areas in the world. And the one thing they all had in common is that they were integrated into society. They were integrated in a way where they felt valuable, they felt needed, they felt their worth. And the worst thing that we can do, and by the way, they just had a, it's called Boomer Expo in Brevard County. And as I was walking in, people, because I'm a baby boomer, I'm like towards the end of it, but you're not. You're whatever generation you are. I don't have no idea, Tim. You're too young. But for me, yeah. I go in there and I'm like, okay, I'm looking at all these people, the seniors that are there, and it could become fearful. You can become fearful and go, I that's not what I want. I don't want that. So because we focus on what we want on the Lauren McDermott Radio Show, I'm thinking, integrated seniors is going to be a great teaching tool for all of us to get to that place gracefully and in a way where we're not fitting in. We're not the square peg in the round hole. They're trying to put all seniors in this round hole. And the body is saying to the individual, this isn't right. I don't like this. And then the symptom is depression. But what does the doctor do? They give them a pill. And then what does the pill do? Give them more depression.
It masks the symptoms, you know, and it's so sad. It is so, it's happened so quickly because you had to realize when you turn 60, 70, 80 years old and you haven't really been taking care of your body nutritionally or even mentally or emotionally, there's an accumulative effect that wears down where everything starts deteriorating because we have not been preventative with our care, right? Yeah. Our eyesight starts to go. And you know, you don't have to hit 40 and start losing your eyesight. We just learned that through Dr. Jonathan Wright at the Get Your Life Back with there, that you could reverse that. Your hearing doesn't have to be lost. And all this stuff could be diabetes, as you say. You don't have, now they're coming out with diabetes 3. I mean, how many levels of diabetes are you going to have? Realize that you don't even have to have diabetes.
And well, diabetes 3, what diabetes 3 is dementia.
Yeah.
That's dementia. That's what they're calling. So they're going to create a name for every symptom we have so that they can create a pill for. The reality is there's no pill out there that will do what a whole food plant-based diet will do, a positive attitude, getting out there in the world and feeling vital. That's the one thing, again, that we can all do. And as I was in this Boomer Expo, I spoke to this woman, beautiful woman, and there were a lot of beautiful seniors as well, just looking so, like, I want to look like them now. You know, it's like, they look great. And they're living that integrative approach. Well, this woman said to me, she retired. She lived up north. She retired. She was a widow. Moved down to Florida all by herself. Started her life again after she retired. Then all she does is pays back. She gives back. She's a volunteer. She says to me, volunteering has saved my life.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Again, feeling a part of society.
It is. And there's as actual chemical responses when you're part of and you're integrated into social environment and social society. And there's depression when you're not integrated and you're not seem useful. And it's like you could go through the whole continuum of care, Lily. You got the independent living centers. Then you have assisted living centers. A little more care is needed. Mm-hmm. Then you could go into adult daycare, or you go into a nursing home where a lot more care, skilled care is needed. And so you have basically this progression of more care, less integrated part of, in society, which happens more depression. So the more further you go down this line, the more depression you'll experience most likely as you leave society or leave aspects of society. But it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, that's one thing what we're going to be doing here on the show is showing and preparing these nursing homes, these assisted living properties, these independent living properties, that this is what we need for our health, get our health back. We need infrared saunas. We need, you know, O2. We need ozone in our dental care, you know? And so there's so many things that we're going to be getting into that we're, by the time we get to the point where we may need this type of assistance, we'll be set up pretty good.
Yes, exactly. That's, is it about us? I think that we found our root cause and our motivation. It's about Lily and Tim. We want to grow old gracefully. So how do we do that? And so that is what Integrative Seniors is about. So we're going to be talking about not just ourselves. We're going to be talking about all of us collectively. How can we integrate our life? How can we go forward and live the life we want, no matter what age we are? And so, Tim, as we start looking at these nursing homes, first of all, when I walk into, because I go Christmas caroling for people who are sick and dying every year, and I've been doing that since I was 19 years old. And I stopped doing nursing homes because it was depressing going into a nursing home. I'm not talking about assisted living facility. I'm not talking about independent health. I'm talking about a nursing home where people need 24-hour care. Yeah. It was so depressing that I stopped doing that until a couple of years ago that I felt strong enough to do it. Because I knew that what I was doing was making a difference, even if they didn't react to it. I knew that I was making a difference. But here's the thing. They seemed, all of them, drugged up.
Yeah.
So why is it that seems like, when I look at a nursing home, that's my perception. Is that reality?
Well, a lot of it is. I mean, you're looking at 7 to 11 types of medications any given time. Now, there are some regulations out there that are trying to reduce the amount of pharmaceutical drugs, but it's just like in our society, you know, there's a pill on every corner, and instead of showing them or sharing them how to be still, take a pill, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of what we want to bring in. But you mentioned an interesting point, Lily, that when you have this, you know, no one wants to be there in a nursing home. I mean, the staff who work there can be very challenging, because it's a very, like I said, it's a, unfortunately, you see people at their worst. Family members come in, don't want to be there. Mm-hmm. They have to want to be there. And guess what? Most importantly, the residents don't want to be there.
Sure.
So you're dealing with an environment where you have a lot of potential. I'm collectively speaking, because a lot are fine and happy, but now you have an environment where if you can make it a positive situation and circumstance, you could actually be able to raise that vibration and frequency and allow people to want to be there and be more engaged, where people are rehabbing and then going back out into society. That's the future. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. And that's what we want to accomplish. And I want to tap into this poly pill. People that take more than one pill, there's no test out there. You know how you have to, the FDA test the pill to make sure that there are what the side effects are, so on and so forth. But there's no test out there that will verify what could happen if you're taking more than one pill. So the poly pill syndrome, like to call it, the poly pill syndrome is that some of these seniors are taking 20 pills, 10, 15, 20 pills. And the combination of those pills could be making them sicker. So in a situation like that, Tim, what do you recommend people do to find out, do these pills have interactions, and how can they work with their doctors to start isolating which is the pill and what combination could be hurting them?
Oh, great question, Lily. And I think a lot of it comes down to a few choices. First, you want to find yourself an integrative doctor if you can. And now if you're in independent living or in assisted living, it'll be easier versus the nursing home. But I guess when we get back from break, let's talk. I want to further answer that question, if you don't mind, because I think it's a very important question to be able to get some wisdom on.
Well, okay. So for those of you who are tuning into the Lily McDermott radio show, I just want to make sure that so music has started. I have not heard music, and we're going to continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. So Alan, if you can give me a cue that the music has started, because I thought we had 30 seconds to mute.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from each other. Don't leave someone's presence until you learn something from them. And that is my goal every time I meet someone or shake their hand or speak with them. And the reason why I do that is, you know, you can learn from someone how to be and how not to be. Everyone is a teacher. But here's the thing, everyone is a student too. The moment you think you learn it all and you have nowhere to go because you got it all figured out, then think again, because someone needs to put a chalk outline around you because you are dead, baby. It is time to learn and grow a new truth. Learn a new truth so that we can live the life of our dreams. I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. And when you become a subscriber, please make sure that you wait for that confirmation email. And once you confirm, you'll get free gifts from the show, from me. You'll get a letter from me welcoming you into the family. But this is where we learn and grow together. This is where we dip our toe in responsibility, but responsibility in a way that is empowerment and leads to freedom. It's the kind of responsibility that people think of as, I'm not going to take responsibility because that's all blame, shame, fault, and duty. That's not what we talk about here on the show. We talk about it doesn't matter what our past is. What matters is what we do with it. It could be venom like a snake bite that kills you, or it could be fuel that propels you to that next level. It is your choice. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com while you're there. Make sure you check out my sponsors, and Tim Ray, United Intentions, is the sponsor of this hour and this show. I'm so excited that we've united forces with United Intentions, and we are looking at the future of our life, a future of our seniors as well. And so when you are at whenyouneedafriend.com, make sure that you check out, subscribe at my YouTube, check out all my social media, like me there, because if you don't like me, I'll be very sad. But make sure that you do like me with the social media, check me out on demand, on podcasts. And also you can call, leave a message, 407-373-5959. You can text me, 407-373-5959. So we have started today. This is the first ever with United Intentions, integrated seniors. What integrative seniors is creating a new future. You know, Tim Ray is the founder of United Intentions, and he creates a lot of things. And I love the fact that he and I got together and we started creating this idea of integrated seniors and what it looks like. But he also has something else that he's created for the school system called Imagine If. Well, I would love to use a little bit of that Imagine If sprinkle of pixie dust on integrative seniors, because imagine if we get to the age of 90, 100 and are healthy without taking pills, that we are still viable in society, that we still feel like we matter, that we are proud of our bodies and we give our bodies the fuel that it needs, not the junk food, the Franken food that is out there, that we learn that we can control our future with what we do 10, 20 years from before we become seniors. So, Tim, thank you so much for sharing this. And I know that, you know, while we've been off the air, you're like, I want to answer that question. I want to answer that question because it is important. Polypill syndrome is so dangerous today that people get better when they're put in hospice. People get better sometimes when they get off all their medications. And they go, wow, I feel better. I don't even need to be in hospice anymore. So what did you want to say about multiple medications?
Well, you're hitting on the nose. One of the most important points is medical treatment is the number one killer in this world, unofficially. And officially, they're just playing with statistics on that, more so than cars. But even Dr. Bruce Lipton will tell you that. And because why that is, because of the abuse and use of pharmaceutical drugs and their how graded they are and how dangerous they are to become addiction and to be overused. And the side effects is what's really killing people. But point is so important is for you to truly embrace integrative medicine, you have to kind of wean off of these pharmaceutical drugs that are really not that necessary. There may be some that are and will be for the rest of your life, but you have to kind of challenge the status quo and investigate and vet this out. Now, when you're living in independent living, you're perhaps more likely to do that yourself. Mm-hmm. As you progress, or if you progress to an assisted living, you may need a little more assistance. And when you get to a nursing home, you may need a lot more assistance. I mean, family members may have to step in and say, listen, do they really need this statin, or do they really need this this heart pill, or is there some alternative that we could do if we get their sugar balance in place? You know, do they need this type of, blood thinner? And so it's all these things to be questioned, because there's, as you know, more than anyone, Lily, is that nutrition alone can rebalance and bring back this homeostasis of health and vitamins in our body that you don't need to have these pharmaceutical drugs. And so I think that's one of the biggest pieces, that it's a process, but someone needs to step up for them as well as for themselves to learn about what is it have to have and what really I can wean myself off, because it's hard. Like you said, you go to the nursing homes, everyone seems drugged out to whatever degree, because many of them are. Yeah. And, you know, and many of them are because they don't have a lot of advocacy, you know, in a nursing home, usually you don't have a lot of advocates, or the family members just believe whatever the doctors say as gospel. And a lot of times what they're saying, we're realizing now in allopathic medicine, it's not only not gospel, but it's what the pharmacy is saying, not what the doctors are saying to do. So it's a whole new paradigm that these integrated seniors need to be awoken to and start taking their health back.
Absolutely. And you also started, you have a DVD series called Get Your Life Back Now.live. Yes. And you're showing it on the screen with Jammin' Planet. That's your, you're creating all over the place. And I'm so glad that we're creating together with Jammin' Planet, with United Intentions. Get Your Life Back Now.live was an event that I also attended with you, Tim, that we honor doctors who have gone outside the box. And this is where we should live, is outside the box.
Yeah, absolutely. I started this company with Kelly Gallagher, who's really the one who brought me to the table of learning and meeting a lot of these world-renowned doctors like Dr. Lee Cowden, Dr. Sinatra, Dr.
And he's going to be coming on the show too.
Oh, yeah. And I think he may be coming on our first show too in April as well, right? He'll be on your show as well. Mm-hmm. But Kelly, really, she's this paradigm shifter who goes around just kind of different places and just shakes up the status quo and then goes on. And she's just like a muse. And she's really made a humongous difference in this world, especially integrated medicine, since she survived cancer 5 times. So I really want to give her a lot of credit. And we put together these DVDs that these world-renowned doctors came together, 16 doctors, 24 experts all together, and they're on sale. So they could go to getyourlifebacknow.live. getyourlifebacknow.live and find out how you can integrate into this new medical model that we're living, and start reversing these chronic illnesses that we've been told that you can't reverse.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing, Tim. If I were to tell someone who is so programmed to take that pill, if I were to tell them you can reverse diabetes in 2 weeks, Dr. Joel Fuhrman is a regular on the Lone McDermott radio show. And for those of you who listen to my show on Saturdays at 11, also know that there is a show weekdays from 8 to 9 every day, Monday through Friday, where we talk to these experts. And Dr. Joel Fuhrman is one of my favorites. He's been on the show for the last 2.5 years. And he basically says, you can reverse diabetes with nutrition. You can reverse heart disease. Even if you have a 99% clogged artery, if you change your lifestyle, then you don't need a stent. He says, unless you're having a heart attack and you're in the middle of it right now, choose to live longer by the fork. The fork is a weapon of mass destruction, or it could heal every cell in our body. We need to choose what's at the end of our fork. But here's the thing. We've become addicts. We're addicted to sugar. We're addicted to food. We're addicted to alcohol. We're addicted to drugs. We're addicted to numbing the pain. But I just did a show, Tim, and I want to get your feedback on this. I just did a show that we were talking about how we've been conditioned to run away from pain because we're afraid of what's going to happen when we look and dive into the pain, we think we're going to die. And the reality is when we go into the pain and discover, dig deep like a soul shovel, dig deep until there's only truth that comes out, it's amazing how that pain goes away without a pill.
Yeah, it's embracing it. And we were so quick to be able to let go of other, like we just get lost in anything else other than going within ourselves. And yeah. After, I guess, you get to the point where once you realize you got to go within to be able to appreciate without mm-hmm. and do that, then this pain, embracing the pain seems a lot more, you know, easier and simpler. And I see it happen all the time.
Well, there's a purpose for pain. There's a purpose for pain, and pain is an unwelcome guest. And the more attention you give the pain, the less you focus on the purpose of the pain. The more you focus on the purpose of the pain, the more you understand the root cause, you can deal with it, you can heal. And then as we enter our senior years, we can enter embracing every aspect of who we are. And we're going to continue our conversation with Tim Ray of United Intentions when we return. He's dancing with me now, right? There you go. When we turn worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. That one went smoothly.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Shall I say, step into my classroom, shall we? This is what this show is about. It's about learning a new truth. You know, a long time ago, they thought the earth was flat until someone said, you know, I don't know, maybe it's a sphere. But it took hundreds of years for that the sphere concept to go into place. And then people learned that new truth. They joined the new truth. And then guess what happened? There are still people that believe the earth is flat. And I do way too much advertisement for the Flat Earth Society, but I guess I would love for someone to come on the show and say, hey, this is why we believe what we believe. But again, the purpose of the show is to be able to have a conversation where it's that we focus on our similarities, what we want, as opposed to what we don't want. So many of us waste our energy and what we don't want. And we focus on what we get out of life, what we focus on. So today I am focusing on what we want. Tim Ray, a founder of United Intentions. He's my partner in crime when it comes to the integrated seniors. When I remember just talking to him about it, and he was like, I'm in. I've never seen anyone be so decisive like you, Tim. So thank you so much for believing in the Lillian McDermott Radio Show enough to say, I want to sponsor this.
Well, you know, first you got to start believing in the person first. And you had me at hello. So I believe in you. And the topic right there is, you know, is right up my alley. And it's in such a needed topic. And I'm so glad that we're able to bring awareness and bring information to this segment of our population, critical segment of our population that's just not getting it overall.
Yes, the most important aspect, because, you know, earlier we talked about the mistakes that we've made in life. This was another show that we did, the stupid things that we've done. And we're like, surprised we're still alive. That was one of the segments that we did during the week. And but the reality is every step we take, part of our yellow brick road, takes us to where we want to be. Had we not done the stupid things in the past, we wouldn't be who we are today. And had it not been for the seniors and the people that were before us, we wouldn't have the advancements that we have today. So why in a million years would we ignore a population just because they can't go as quickly, or can they? I mean, this is what we want to change. Imagine if growing older didn't look like we think it has to look. So let's talk about the traveling. We're going to be talking about anti-aging. We're going to be talking about, so what are some of the topics, Tim, that we're going to be bringing into Integrative Seniors?
Well, one thing, I think when we start bringing these experts in, like Dr. Cowden, and they, you start hearing that Alzheimer's is reversible, you know, and you hear this story over and over again. Well, we don't know how Alzheimer's, because you don't know how Alzheimer's starts or created, then you can't deal with it, right? And we know often it's because of the metals, it's because of the aluminum, because of the different metals that are in the sky and their food, and so one of the solutions,
and vaccinations. Let's not forget vaccinations. Please don't ever vaccinate yourself.
Okay. And on top of that, so you have all these metals that you can't just process through your body, doesn't get processed. So you literally have to detoxify yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's happening on an ongoing basis, and glyphosate's everywhere, and the chemtrails and the aluminum's everywhere. So you have to constantly be detoxing over in a smart way, in a healthy way, based on your body and what your needs are. But that's part of the medical model. And then when you start getting rid of these metals, your concentration starts coming back, your focus starts coming back. And so it's just been, we've been given a lie overall, and saying that we can't, we're just, when you get older, you're just going to get dementia. And Alzheimer's is kind of like a type of dementia. And I always say the brand tissue and Kleenex, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's tissues, but Kleenex is a brand of tissue, and that's like Alzheimer's is a brand of dementia. Mm-hmm. And so it's not inevitable. it's not inevitable. It's reversible. Anti-aging we'll be getting into, Lily, too, about the telomeres, and so much work's being done and has been done on the telomering. That's basically the tail ends of each of your DNA. And the longer the telomeres, the longer you're going to live or likely live. And yeah. So it's how do you increase that and not stop the reduction of it? So things like that, you just don't hear anywhere else except in these circles of this integrated medicine and these superstars out there, these rock stars out there doing it. And thank God for people like you, me, and others, so many others who are trying to get the word out from these rock stars who are trying to change the way you look at rehab. So a future of a nursing home could look different. You could go in, you could get rehab. You don't have to go right to a nursing or right to a wheelchair. You could actually, instead of taking pills, you could start doing PT. You could start doing physical therapy. If you have ailments, arthritis can be reversible based on the buildup of fluoride and all this other stuff that we don't need in our body, these poisons that we've taken sure. out. And so your arthritis can be managed on that level and even reversed. So it's just so much stuff that we take for granted, that your loss of hearing, loss of sight, it doesn't have to happen if you're being preventative and you're being smart and you're learning and you're being consistent. You got it. Like Kelly Gallagher says, you got to want to have it done. And so if you don't want it and you're not willing to make the decisions and be accumulate specifically what you want to do over a period of time, not just like all of a sudden one day I'm like, stop eating sugar, and then eating sugar again the next day.
Yeah.
So you have to be committed to this and a lifestyle where you're not going to need medications, and you can then start extending life and have quality life and mental and emotional quality of life, which I think is the most important.
You know, it's interesting because there's so many things that you were talking about where you got to be wanting it. And I remember that song by Meatloaf. Remember that song? I would do anything for, you know, you can just put your whatever it is.
Yeah.
Love is the, but then the next line is, but I won't do that. So I would do anything for health, but I won't do that. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. I would do anything. What is that anything that you would do, and why wouldn't we do it? And right. So, you know, we these are some truths that I've learned from the wonderful teachers that have been on our show, and I know you have too. Milk, dairy is the number one cause of osteoporosis. And for children, it's number one cause of childhood diabetes. Milk does a body good. That's what they told us. And guess what? It don't do the body good. And so those are some of the things that we're going to be discussing with some of the doctors that are coming on for Integrative Seniors, so that we can start eliminating these things from our lives. I would do anything to reverse my osteoporosis, but I won't do that. You got to eliminate milk. That's what we got to do. And meat and coffee. So, you know, it's like the other day, Robert had asked me, would you like for me to make you coffee? And I said, why would you make me coffee? You try to get the bones? You guys trying to ruin my bones? but you know, once you know better, you do better. But this is the thing. Many people think milk does a body good. It doesn't.
Well, it's the immediate gratification we got, not only change in our society for the younger generations, but for our older generations too, because you have to realize this pharmaceutical hold that they have over this immediate response, this chemical response, only addresses that. And it is immediate, but there's so many side effects because it's a napalm to whatever you're doing, whether it's antibiotics or whatever. So we get our society, we get our seniors out of this immediate gratification that this has to be healed, but have a kind of a cumulative, slower, but consistent, you know, tortoise in the race wins, right? Yeah. And so it's cumulatively, you're helping yourself over a period of time, reducing accumulatively the chronic illnesses over a period of time. So you need a chronic solution for a chronic illness, not an acute solution for a chronic illness. And most of what seniors are suffer from is chronic illnesses. So we have our model upside down, and we're here to turn it up the right way, aren't we?
We're going to shake it up, aren't we?
Amen to that.
We're going to shake it up, and we're going to not only learn from the teachers that we're going to have on the show, we're really going to address issues. If you have an issue that you'd like for us to address on the show for Integrative Seniors, feel free to call me or text me at 407-373-5959. I want to talk about what happens when your spouse dies. How do you pick up the pieces and move forward? How do you deal with when a loved one dies and you're the caregiver and all your energy and love has gone into that casket with your loved one? How do you gain that back? How do you get that spark in your eye when you've been told that you have cancer, or that you've been laid off and said, you know, you don't matter, or you make up about it that you don't matter anymore? This is what we're going to be talking about with Integrative Senior, is how do we create the golden years that we want, right, Tim?
Oh, wow. And I'll tell you what, starts with intention, doesn't it, Lily?
It does. And that's why we're uniting our intentions with United Intentions. And so,
because and the Lily McDermott Show.
Yeah. And by the way, for those of you who would like to check out Golden Home Services, their number is 800-796-0084. Tim, it is such a great gift to have you every second Saturday of the month. I'm so excited till the next time we meet.
Sit right back at you, Lily.
Yes. And to you, if you are fearful of getting older, think again. Let's integrate the senior life we want today so we can create what we want tomorrow. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott and Tim Ray, wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
Good job.